An issue that's particularly resonant in the present is the issue of migration and immigration in society, and that really taps into, a question we've already discussed in terms of Roman Britain about what does it mean to be British. In that case, we were talking about what does it mean to be Roman British, if you like. But I kind of again wonder, what's the opportunities here in relation to the primary curriculum, and then what sort of what approaches might be particularly effective here. In relation to the primary curriculum.
Well,
Go on,
I think
Colin.
again they're huge, particularly for local history. If we're looking at local history, for so many of us that live in urban centres, migration and change and movement is a part of the places that we live in. Even within rural areas, there is movement and change that we can tap into. So if we're looking, and we're looking at local history in the early years, we're looking at local history in Key Stage One, we're looking at local history in Key Stage Two. So there are a multitude of opportunities to discuss it. If we're looking at a past event for Key Stage One within living memory, again, that's huge. We could be looking at Windrush, for example. We could be looking at immigration in the 50s and 60s. And the opportunity to bring in people to talk about their experiences is really powerful. It's powerful for the children, if it's their relatives that are coming in. It's an amazing synergy that's created between children and older people as they discuss experiences and they share ideas, which is a wonderful thing to do. And I think it also brings in aspects which, particularly if we're teachers and we're going into the area, we don't necessarily know about in the same way, because the children living in that place have a different view of what that place is about than we do if we're coming into it. And there may be things that we don't know or understand so well, but once we get local people talking to local children, we have a much richer view of what that place is like. And I mean, there are so many areas. I've done work in the East End of London, looking at those again, waves of migration, the Huguenots coming in, and what they leave in their community, what aspects there are of their community that they how they come in, how they use that place and change that place. And then of course you get the Ashkenazi Jews coming in, and then you get the Bangladeshi community, and now we have a more mixed identity there. And so looking at how, there's a place in the East End of London where the same building was originally a Huguenot chapel, then it was the Great Synagogue, now it's a mosque. Same building, three major religions, all used by different people at different times. And finding those out in our community, I sent some students out to look at their places last year when we were in lockdown and we had to give them something to do. Go out and look at your local area. And they were. Some of them were so amazed to find things that they'd never looked for before, and then was like, I didn't realize the place I lived was so interesting. And so I think that having the first-hand accounts, looking at our area, are the two places I would go with migration. I'll pass to Paul now.
I think I fully endorse everything that you've said there. And I think if I can just come into it from a different angle, I think in terms of national curriculum, you could take, if you just look at the substantive content, at first it looks as if it finishes much of it, the 1066, so you're looking at early migration. And it's inappropriate to stop there, I think. Because if you look at the sort of disciplinary structure of the curriculum, you've got to look at a long arc of the past. So the first thing I would say is, in addition to what Kieran's saying, but if you're building your curriculum, if you're looking at the Romans, the Vikings, the Saxons, or what have you, they are examples of migrants. You should be looking at an overview topic, perhaps sort cards, and comparing them with migrants who've come since 1066, right up to the present day. And there's nothing to stop you making comparisons, looking for contrasts and comparisons between reasons why people moved and drawing out distinctions between different groups. That can be done really with very easily with an overview lesson with the current topics. Equally, the topic, in addition to the local history, if you're looking at post 1066, you could do migration as your topic for post 1066 and focus on different migrants then, groups then. And again, thinking in terms of the past, you could focus on whether it's groups of black migrants or Irish migrants or the Huguenots. You could look at those and then compare them